Hello, friends, and welcome to today's episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I hope you are all well. I hope the weather is kind with you. I'm sitting here observing the snow that has landed in the last few hours here in Scotland. Yet that is what we accept in this climate. Perhaps you are enjoying this with a hot brew from a lovely mug that you have, your favourite mug, perhaps. And thinking about how the year has gone so far for you, the unknown about what 2024 holds for you. Perhaps despite all of your plans that you have set in place for the perfect year, knowing that things will work out for you and some things won't. Knowing that things that were supposed to happen for you and finally everything comes together, as well as things catching you off guard and you having to be able to respond to things that you've never had to deal with before. Now, I was pondering what to share with you today. I was thinking about, as time goes on, we come up to almost 4 years of the podcast. I discover and I am creative with topics and episodes as we go. And today, through some of my writing, I'm going to share a potential chapter with you from something that I've written in the next piece of writing. It feels a bit impostery to call it a book, but I have a few ebooks now out there from writing that I've put good effort into, so why not? A chapter so far. And the title of this chapter is called Purpose is a Garden, Not a Rocket. So the thought behind this comes from the difficulty in finding purpose as an individual human being. There is a reason why it's so difficult to find, and we might discover a little bit more about this the more we go on. But I want to roll back the years a little bit here. I remember being a fresh-eyed 22-year-old in the workplace in my first full-time job in my career when I first heard about this concept of finding my purpose. As you know, quite a philosophical individual I am, finding my purpose interested me. It seemed like a guiding light, a North Star, if you will. And I perhaps naively put all my eggs in one basket in regards to my career around it aligning with my purpose. Additionally, the statement of finding your purpose at 22 years old is a hell of a lot of pressure that you didn't know about before. Perhaps one of the most alarming aspects of all of the advice that I sought out 10 years ago or so was that none of the advice told me exactly how to find it. A lot of arbitrary, potentially loose guidance around how to find it was always relating back to the individual's own experience, which started to add up to something. None of the advice that I managed to seek at that time defined that you discover purpose, closely connotated cousins with passion, is that you find your purpose through discovering what you don't enjoy doing. Purpose can come from discovering what you thought you liked, but you then realize when you're deeper in, you don't care as much as you thought you did initially. You need to go through that feeling of you want this to realize that you don't actually want it. It comes from years of experimenting with lots of different things and being bold and brave to put yourself out there and trying things that nobody else in your circles has done before. You're being bold and carrying a beacon that you're not totally sure you believe in yet. And it also comes from the feeling of being unheard and going down a slightly different path amongst the masses and amongst the noise. This discovery of the idea of finding your purpose initially leads to existentialism. It sounds so daft that at 22 you can feel that, yet the unspoken pressure of trying to achieve something significant in your life can wear you down. It feels like there is a time pressure. You've gone your entire life up to that point, following the rules and being compliant with the system, and then suddenly there's this pressure to make big achievements and never stop. You're not allowed to waste any time because it's precious, and you'll never have this opportunity again. If you waste time now, you'll never know how great you could have been. These are just some of the thoughts that can flood your mind when you're thinking about finding your purpose and having to find it now. Some of the most beautiful stories are people who are older who find a purpose that they've actually been working their entire life up to. Sounds like a classic movie script, but life can be beautiful in that way when you trust it. For example, at 22 I would never waste time. Yet, one of my favourite things to do now is to waste time. Waste time with people I love. Waste time doing chores and things around the house that I know make me happy. Wasting time drinking coffee. Wasting time creating episodes for this podcast. You get the idea. But why do we pile all of this pressure on ourselves to become this great, or one of the great human beings in existence, when the likelihood is that nobody in 100 or 200 years will even know who you were? That is not to sound in any way that you shouldn't push, you shouldn't drive, but there is this idea of we put this unspoken pressure on ourselves to be great, to be one of those that are remembered. But as long as you are loved by the people that matter to you, that is all that matters. There's no justification for not working towards our purpose. The reason that purpose exists is that it's a sign of who we're supposed to become in this life. But instead of working towards that, we spend more time worrying about who that person will be, controlling the outcome of what that purpose will be. Worrying about what it is when we don't know what it is. Worrying about how we define it to people we feel like we have to justify it to. Yet we miss out on all the joy when we do this. The one thing that I feel like I can share that is of value from my years of digesting and discovering on everything that I've talked about so far is that by doing this, going down this path of purpose, is that it creates more love. Creates more love for yourself, more respect for yourself, more love for your world that is serving your purpose when you view it through those lens, love for what is becoming of you, and most importantly, love for the peace that it brings you. I might come to eat my words, but I'm yet to discover something that brings me more peace than working on something that brings me purpose in the long term. I shared this in my Sunday newsletter or letter last week about how much contentment I have from knowing that I've been doing this for almost 4 years now, and nothing will take that away. And that's the peace and love that it's brought through growing this garden of life. And as the old saying goes, there is no destination here. So we do need to make sure that we're enjoying the trip whilst we're on it. And that's me today, guys. Might not be the end of the chapter. Might just be a certain part of it. But as always, the ultimate goal here is to resonate, to provoke thought, to make you think about the role that you're playing in your own life and seeing if we can make it a little bit better. Otherwise, guys, a joy as always, and I will see you next time. Cheers.